Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining me. Now, firstly, can you tell us a bit about the disease?
Sure. The disease called brucellosis is associated with a flu-like illness, so fever, sweats, and body aches. It's often associated also with depression. And if it's not treated, complications like swollen testicles, miscarriage, cardiovascular disease, those sorts of things can develop.
And I understand it's been around in Queensland for some time up north, but it's only just made its way into New South Wales. Can you tell us what's exactly happened with it entering the state?
Sure. Yes, it is believed to have been around in Queensland for quite some time. And what we suspect might be happening is that the disease is spreading southward through the feral pig population, either through just natural movement of pigs or potentially because people are moving pigs around between different areas so that they can hunt them, which is actually an illegal practice.
Well, with something like this, I suppose, following the swine flu all those years ago, anything associated with feral pigs and illness does start to spark fears of some kind of epidemic. With something like this, I suppose, to be rational about it, how big is the risk of being infected and who is most at risk of being infected?
Sure. Look, it's not a disease that's likely to spread like wildfires. This really is principally a risk to people who have direct contact with feral pigs, so those who engage in feral pig hunting, who use knives in that practice, so if they have blood contact with infected pigs, and people who use dogs in that practice might potentially also be at risk if they have contact then with dogs that become infected. So people who are particularly breeders, so if they're handling female dogs around the time of birth, and also vets who are handling dogs or performing surgery on dogs would also be other categories of people that are at risk. But certainly there's no risk to the general population.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're having a chat with Siobhan Moore, who's a senior lecturer in epidemiology at the University of Sydney, and we're talking about swine brucellosis, a disease which is infecting feral pigs in Australia and which has just spread into New South Wales. It's passed on to dogs and to people as well. Now, what's in terms of awareness and the spread of this disease, are we seeing it becoming more widespread and more prominent, or are we just becoming more aware of it at this point?
I think both are true. Certainly, we didn't used to see dogs that were being infected. So really, dogs are sort of serving as the canary in the coal mine in this case. They're telling us through the fact that they're being infected that something is changing within the pig population. So maybe the infection is becoming more widespread within the pig population. And I should clarify, we're really only talking about feral pigs in this case. It is not a disease that is occurring in domestic herds in Australia.
So we don't all have to give up bacon right away.
Certainly not.
Now, something like this sounds like it could potentially have pretty serious impacts on people with things like infertility cropping up. What sort of steps should be taken to avoid coming into contact with swine brucellosis, and is it treatable?
It is a treatable disease using fairly routine antibiotics. The challenge there is having doctors actually recognise that that's what's causing the problem. So the symptoms, as I mentioned before, fever, sweat, body aches, those sorts of things, are actually quite general, and sometimes it's difficult unless the history of feral pig hunting is elucidated from the history. In terms of prevention, there is no vaccine, so the way that the principal at-risk group is going to avoid infection, so that's hunters, that's really through employing measures to prevent bare skin contact with pigs, so wearing protective gloves or rubber, you know, boots, those sorts of things to prevent contact. Covering up cuts and abrasions is another way, and also washing hands after they've had contact with feral pigs.
Well, Siobhan, thanks so much for unpacking this a little bit, and certainly I would say quelling some fears. I think hearing anything about any sort of pig-borne disease does certainly start to spark those pandemic fears in all of us. Thanks very much for unpacking it all this morning.
No problem. Thank you.